Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Fan Mountain Observatory sits at the end of a steep one-lane road in rural Nelson County. UVA professor Kelsey Johnson and her colleague Whitney Richardson make the trip on a regular basis so they can study the stars through a 40-inch telescope. As the dome opens, Johnson laments the loss of visibility because the city, about 20 miles north on Route 29, keeps growing.
That's Charlottesville off there in the distance. You know, it's not like Charlottesville is even a major metropolitan area, but it still just illuminates that whole part of the sky.
All the cars down there, you can see that's 29. That's everybody going home from work.
She knows nighttime lighting is needed to keep people safe. But in this country, much of the light we pay for is wasted.
The cost of the light that goes out into the sky and out into the universe that doesn't do us any good is about $3 billion a year.
And light pollution has taken a toll on stargazers around the world. In 1994, when an earthquake knocked out power to Los Angeles, people actually called local emergency centers to report seeing a giant silvery cloud in the night sky. What they saw, usually invisible because of city lights, was the Milky Way.
I worry that we are losing things that give us a sense of awe. Seeing something that just smacks you and blows you away, I don't know how you measure it. I don't know what the impact is, but I feel like it's really important to being human.
The excess light is harmful to human health.
There's a very clear link, for example, between an increased exposure to light at night and an increased risk in breast cancer. It's about 50%. It's linked to obesity, anxiety, depression, headaches, cardiovascular disease. Across the board, light pollution is actually really pretty bad for us.
And it's disturbing to other animals.
Critters on Earth have evolved over millions of years to having a day-night cycle, and all of the plants get screwed up from light pollution.
The solution, Richardson says, is to change the way we light.
People put in these big street lights. They're like, I'm going to light up everything, because they're throwing all that light up in the air. It's not going where it needs to go, which is on the ground. So if you've ever flown into Tucson, Arizona, they have very strict lighting laws there because of the telescopes nearby. And when you fly in, it's really cool because all you see is the ground. You don't see these little sparks of light, the street lights. You don't see them. You see the ground.
And the best urban planners choose warm lights, those with a rating of 3,000 Kelvin or less.
The light bulbs that say blue or daylight, I mean, those are meant to mimic daylight. And those are terrible both for sky pollution and for your health. It's that blue light when it hits your retina at the back of your eye at night that really causes the health problems.
Virginia has just started modernizing its highways, replacing 9,600 lights with LED bulbs. That will cut energy consumption in half and, officials say, improve visibility for drivers while minimizing light pollution. To keep the country moving in this new direction, Johnson recently gave a TED Talk at the National Academy of Sciences and has started a stargazing program for children in Virginia schools called Dark Skies, Bright Kids. In Nelson County, I'm Sandy Houseman.